Now in session is this Reedley Planning Commission regular meeting on Thursday, October 3rd, 2019. And it is approximately right on time, 5 o'clock. I love it. Let me see here. Commissioner Luzaniak, would you lead us in a Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Sure. Ready, salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Allen, could we have the roll call, please?
Yes. Commissioner Conrad. Chair.
Commissioner Conrad is excused. Chair Commissioner Custodio is also excused.
Commissioner Hudson.
Here.
Commissioner Luzania.
Here.
Chair Perez. Here. Public comment provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the Planning Commission on items of interest to the public within the commission's jurisdiction, which are not already on the agenda this evening. It is a policy of the commission not to answer questions impromptu. Concerns or complaints will be referred to the Community Development Director's office. Speakers should limit their comments to not more than 3 minutes. No more than 10 minutes per issue will be allowed. For items which are on the agenda this evening, members of the public will be provided an opportunity to address the commission on each item as it is brought up for discussion. Are there any subjects? Anybody have anything that they want to comment that's not already on the agenda? I see not, so I will close that part of the public comment. Under a consent agenda category, a recommended course of action for each item is made. Any commissioner may remove any item from the consent agenda in order to discuss and or change the recommended course of action, and the commission can approve the remainder of the consent agenda. Under the consent agenda, we have one item, which are the minutes, and we want to approve those, or can I have a motion to approve?
I would move that we approve those minutes, please.
Can I have a second?
I'll second that.
Call for the...
Sorry. Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Commissioner Luzania?
Yes.
Chair Perez?
Yes. Public hearing. Number two on our agenda. Consideration of conditional use permit application 2019-6 and environmental assessment number 2019-13. Through resolution number 2019-12, staff recommends that the Planning Commission take the following action. A, approve the environmental assessment 2019-13, a categorical exemption under sections 15303, class 3 new construction or conversion of small structures, and 15332, class 32 infill development project of the California Environmental Quality Act CEQA guidelines. B, approve the conditional use permit application number 2019-6, authorizing the potential for sale of beer and wine for off-site consumption within a proposed 5680 square foot convenience store with quick service restaurant options and in dine-in seating to be constructed at 1577 East Manning Avenue, located on the south side of East Manning Avenue between North Katy Avenue and South Button Willow Avenue. Having said that, I'll turn this over to staff.
Thank you, Chair, members of the Planning Commission. Ellen Moore, Associate Planner with the Community Development Department. The location of this project is in the northeastern sector of the city of Reedley. It is close to the corner of East Manning and South Button Willow Avenue and is outlined with the yellow dashed area over there. To the north is the Reedley Shopping Center, where Save Mart is, across from Manning Avenue. Directly to the east is a building that does contain a beauty college and a plumbing office or contractor's office, with another King's Body Shop next to it, and then the Bear Club right on the corner there. So there is commercial to the east up to Button Willow, and then to the west is a vacant lot with a single family home towards the south there. And then to the south of the project is multifamily and single family residential. So the current use of the property, there are two single family homes that are there currently, and it is three properties in total, with the potential to merge those properties together. But the property is zoned as CC, which is Central and Community Commercial. And is that the property is outlined in blue here, where and the zoning map is what you see here. So you can also see that Manning Avenue is a major commercial corridor. So on either side of Manning Avenue, it's the same zone district as CC. So it is expected, although there are currently single family residences there that have been there for a while, so they're considered legal nonconforming. The intent of the property development would be a commercial. The conditional use permit before you this evening pertains to authorizing the potential for the sale of beer and wine for off-site consumption within about a 6,000 square foot convenience store that is to be constructed and would include quick service restaurant options, QSR for short, and dine-in seating as well. Just to clarify, there are certain licenses that do allow beer, wine, and liquor. This is just beer and wine to be sold here. Liquor will not be sold here, and it's also for off-site consumption, meaning you buy it here and it's consumed off-site. So you can't, even though there's dine-in seating, you can't just open the beer up in the store. That is against the law. So this image is of an existing business in Dinuba. The applicant for this project does have an existing business in Dinuba, so the proposed use would be very similar to what is currently in Dinuba at this time. So the applicant did let me take some pictures of the existing store to show you what it could look like. So this is a view of the store from the entrance. So you do see that there's dine-in seating, and then along the back there is the walk-in freezers and cooler, and then above that television right there would be where the beer cave is located in this instance. So the proposed floor plan is very similar to what is in Dinuba now. The beer cave is outlined in a light blue in the back right-hand corner. The main entrance is to the south here in this specific floor plan. So it does have the cash register to the north, where the point of sale is up there. And then there are two QSR options here to the left of the cash registers, which are shown here. And so you do have the typical the aisles for snacks and food items, the grab and go, and then for the soda fountains and the slushies and everything are included as well. But what's interesting about this property, in addition to the dine-in seating that is available, along the bottom here there is some computer room workstation areas, as well as a meeting room that can be reserved for people to either have a lunch meeting or sit down in this area away from the basic dine-in area. So it could potentially cater to students or people that do want to sit in the restaurant instead of it being primarily a to-go place. There is that option, but this does provide more options. So to just give an example of what QSR, the quick service restaurants, look like, this is the existing business again. The picture on the left does show the Togo sandwiches, which is inside the store, as well as a frozen yogurt place. So there is some frozen yogurt dispensers along the wall. And as you can see, there are separate cash registers for these, so it's kind of like a mini food court type situation here. Because the CUP does pertain to the alcohol sales, this is an example of a beer cave that could be in the store. So it does show, the red dash line does show the display of the beer. There is some wine in the middle aisles in this instance, but this does show the amount of display here. And so this is from the entrance of the beer cave looking in, so and then walking in and going looking to the left. So this does show the amount of beer that's there, but a lot of it is set inside, so not all of it is on display within the store that you can see from the store. So the applicant did provide a preliminary site plan for the whole area proposed that includes the parking as well as the proposed building to be constructed. So to get an idea of what we're looking at, the red outline does show, on the left, it shows an aerial image, and that's the property, the project site. And then to the right is the proposed site plan. So as you can see, there's parking proposed along the rear of the property, the southern part of the property. And the applicant is currently looking or talking to the property owner to the east, which is shown with the yellow dash line. That's the same existing building, to provide some parking, a parking share agreement and a cross-access agreement for the area to help make the circulation of the property a little bit better. So they're essentially connected, and patrons of both properties can use the parking throughout the area. Also proposed in green is a drive-through restaurant that's connected to the proposed convenience store area, and the dash line does show the circulation of folks in the drive-through lane. So they drive through around the building, basically. Also proposed along Manning Avenue are some gas pumps. So there would be 6 of the stands, but 12 pumps total, since you can go on either side of those. And that is proposed along Manning, closer to Manning Avenue. And then the arrows do show points of ingress and egress on the property. So there'd be 2 points of access, one that's shared with the property owner to the adjacent to the east. And so for the site plan, it does show there's, I believe, at least 25 feet here and here and here. So there is ways to get around the gas pumps as well, and then go behind the building to the parking, and then be able to there's also some areas to drive over on this side. And the existing parking is still there. It's just not included on the site plan, but that would obviously still be there. So the preliminary site plan was provided for information for parking and for the convenience store itself. However, the convenience store without alcohol sales, the fueling station, and the drive-through restaurant are all by right uses, allowed by right, and they can be operated as such, subject to approval of a site plan review application. So the applicant would still submit a site plan review application similar to what you see to the right on the screen, to be approved by city staff to show the overall layout of the property. But what we're looking at tonight is the potential for the sale of beer and wine, because that does require a conditional use permit. As far as general plan and zoning ordinance consistency, the property is zoned appropriately for this proposed use, and the community commercial plan land use designation in the general plan is also consistent with what is proposed. I have mentioned ABC once or twice. It does stand for the Alcoholic Beverage Control Department from the state of California. They are the department that issues ABC licenses that authorize the sale of beer and wine. So this image does show the amount of licenses that are within this census tract that are close to the project site, which is toward the bottom right-hand corner of the screen outlined in blue. So the purple dots, there are 3 of those. Those do indicate licenses that also include the sale of liquor or hard liquor. The green dots do show the properties that only sell beer and wine, and there are 5 of those. So ABC they make a determination of whether an area or a census tract is over-concentrated with licenses. It's based on population, essentially. So in this area, there are up to 7 licenses permitted by ABC without there being an over-concentration, and there are currently 8, as you can see on this map. So this is an over-concentrated area of ABC licenses based on their quota and determination. So for should a CUP be granted, the city council would can make a finding of public convenience or necessity, which does allow that over-concentration to occur. So that does allow the additional license in that census tract when there is an over-concentration. And so with a potentially approved conditional use permit and a potential finding of public convenience or necessity, then that information is given to ABC, and then they would ultimately determine whether the ABC license is issued. So we're kind of at step one here. If the Planning Commission does decide to approve the alcohol sales, the next step would be the City Council would have to make a finding of public convenience or necessity, and then that information would be relayed to ABC, who ultimately issues the license. For public noticing, a public hearing notice was published in the Mid-Valley Times on September 19th, 2019, and a public hearing notice was also mailed to the surrounding property owners within 350 feet as well. Looking at the environmental assessment for the proposed project, the project was determined to be categorically exempt under sections 15303 and 15332 of the CEQA guidelines, and that determination is included in the staff report. With that, staff recommends that the Planning Commission, through Resolution Number 2019-12, approve the Environmental Assessment 2019-13 and approve Conditional Use Permit Number 2019-6, which would potentially authorize the sale of beer and wine for off-site consumption. That concludes staff's report. We do have the applicant in the audience tonight if you have any questions for him. And that concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know, I will have some questions. Mr. Singh, will you be the lead person?
Yes.
If you'll please come and introduce yourself and state your name and address, we'd appreciate that very much.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. My name is Sukhvinder Singh Sidhu. I'm from Danuba. My address 3721 Alberta Circle. And also I'm doing business 517 West Almonte Way, Danuba. And since 2004.
Thank you.
So anyway, she explained you very much about the location, business, what we're going to do. And I have a business in Danuba since 2004. I think 2010 city demolished and we reestablished. We bring multi-franchise together in one roof, one door, and that make big difference. We do have beer, wine over there. But when you go there and you not feel like you're in liquor store, you're in convenience store, you feel like big different than like you want to be there. You want to be bring your kid, your family, or your friend or grandkid. And I understand their beer wine, but this concept big different than what you have in Ridley. And we're going to bring frozen yogurt. We're going to bring a couple more franchise QSR food. Mexican food, maybe sandwich. Also, we going to bring drive-through and maybe Burger King, Popeye Chicken, Wendy, and I'm shopping around whoever can get qualify in Ridley population, stuff like that. Why we requesting beer wine license, I have to start a franchise circle. I put all the business card right there. They do require beer wine license. If I don't have beer wine license, they're not going to qualify me. They already qualify me. After qualify the requirement, I have to all requirement have to be done before they sign the agreement. So as soon as I get Circle K, then I'm going shopping around. There's going to be more than four franchise, multi-business and dining. And she already explained you about operation, everything very much. And beer, wine going to be inside the room. For example, you walk in, you're not going to see any beer, wine, display, anything. If you need beer, you have to open the door to go in. Only 21-year-old person can go in, not less than that. In Danuba location, we do have Ridley College. They go daily basis, more weekend. They go there, they hang out there. Because we have Walmart, they go shop Walmart, then they come over here. And Friday, Saturday, sometime we stay 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning because yogurt, food, snack, and free Wi-Fi environment, this now they buying go there to beer or wine something. Number two, beer, wine, I'm going to not taking anybody business for whoever have beer wine license and convenience store business, gas station. I'm going to plus the business, my end there. How I'm going to have variety beer from Asian beer from out of town, not from like Corona, not like Modelo's. There are a lot of more than 75 beer be you don't see here. You see Fridge and Big Mauve or stuff like that. This is my idea. And this I'm very much sure if you give me the opportunity to serve this community love me already. You can talk to the local residents. Why they like me? Because they go daily basis in Danuba location. Little kid, like 5-year-old, 3-year-old, students, high school students, teachers, staff. And we deliver food daily basis in Ridley Town for sandwich. Because Togo sandwich, big different than Subway or Port of Sub. We do eye doctor, we do office, we do school district. And one day I was delivering and I was driving through and Dr. Ryan, he owned the property. So in my mind, get idea, you know what, this is same art, this is the property. And this is similar location to Walmart and Tanuba. I have it because why I'm successful over there and the concept and the service and also Walmart. People go Walmart, then they come to me. Same thing here. We have same art and people shop from Orange Cove, Squaw Valley, you know, the Manning go all the way. And so this is my idea to, actually I'm asking you the opportunity to let me welcome in your town. And I show you the difference with other business owner. They're doing good job, but you see big difference with grandparents, with grandkid, and you know, students, teenage, and it's going to be hangout place for Ridley community, Orange Cove community, and around the community within 5 or 7 miles, you know. And this is my idea to do the business. And thank you.
Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Singh?
Yes, get my thoughts here.
Well, while he's thinking, you've already answered a couple of my questions. Was, had you secured the franchise? And then also, the easements. Have you secured the easements that you will be using for your parking area?
We're working on that. Okay. We're going to be done everything before we get the approval, the final site plan from the city, and they do require. And they already signed the paper, and that's going to be through county recording, and we're working on that already. And also, I need to add one more thing. Yesterday, I have a meeting with the West Side property and owned by Pina Disposal, Pina and from Rosie, I believe.
Right.
And I have a meeting with him yesterday. I told them what I'm doing next door. He's so happy. He said, if you develop this property, he going to develop that property same time. We're going to be do same time. He also developing his property same time as if I bring all the franchise name in there. He thinking if we get that many franchise name next to me and his property value go more. So this is not only that property. And also next door, this is not my property. But the property owner also willing to develop right away, same time. He already talked to my architect.
So just so I have this straight, Mr. Pena is willing to share his properties with some of your franchise, for your, some of your franchises, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. He's a great individual to work with.
Yes, he is. And also, there, you know, employee going to be 15 to 25 employees, just, you know, that, you know, and whatever we're doing, there's going to be a lot of employees, and they're going to work year-round. There's going to be drive-through, and there's going to be 3 QSR, and plus convenience store and gas station. The dining make big difference. I understand McDonald's have dining, and Baskin Robinson have dining, Subway have dining, and Starbucks have dining. My dining big different than them, and the big, huge people go there, like 20 students go there, and they go like monsoon, like sometimes they bring big whole bus and they chill there, they, especially students, teenage. And I never ever have any problem with them to work with them. And after football game in Ridley College, for example, sometimes they go, they they play over here, but they go in Danuba. Why they go Danuba? Everybody close that time, and they say, let's go over there. Say, do you open? They call my name. They don't call franchise name, you know. So I have a lot of opportunity from this community already. I'm doing business over there. So I think this be good for me, good for the community, and good for everybody.
Have you had any preliminary conversations with ABC?
ABC, I'm not buying new license. I'm going to buy huge license. What ABC do when a city approve everything, they don't have, they do have procedure to go, like, you know, plan whatever need to be done. But I'm buying huge license, not new license. Huge license mean like somebody store closed already, Fresno County, I can buy anywhere license.
From another,
I'm not buying license, new license. I'm buying old license. Whatever sit there, they don't do nothing. They close the business. There are a lot of license out there too for sale.
Have you secured one yet?
Yes, I have a couple.
So ABC will have nothing to say about it?
ABC do after you approve, they have to 30 days public notice in the property. They have to do, yeah. But go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, because even if you buy a license, that license may not have been in operation in the census tract. So because it's moving, so you can still kind of exchange them, but the same regulations still apply, because if the license is moving from somewhere in Fresno County to this specific census tract in Greeley, then that does create the over-concentration, which does require the PCN finding. And it's a city requirement that any alcohol sales or serving of alcohol does go through a CUP process. So that's something that the city enforces, but ABC will still, they still have to need a PCN for this area because they're moving the license.
Are you afraid of being rejected because of the heavy concentration of licenses in that area?
Okay, Frank can answer that question. Yeah, please. It's my Frank.
Introduce yourself, please.
Sure. Good afternoon, Reda Banani. Actually, I'm a California legislative advocate, and I chair our government's affairs committee in Dinuba. I am also a board of directors at the local chamber there. I'd like to thank you guys for taking the time, commissioners and city staff, looking at this. To answer your question real quick, I think that the initial recommendation was against the beer and wine license from city staff. But after a very productive meeting with your city manager, I think we came to the conclusion that, after all, it's not a bad idea. If I can elaborate just a little bit, Mr. Sidhu in Dinuba has been probably the most creative small businessman that this valley has seen in a long time. Not by just purchasing these different franchises, but by actually putting them all under the same roof. The attitude behind the convenience store has changed. What used to be your typical liquor store where farm laborers would sit outside and drink their beers illegally after they cashed their checks, that he has transformed that. And I don't know if any of you guys have frequented that establishment, the Circle K in Dinuba. It is family friendly, as he described. Even the beer and wine is kind of concealed behind doors. It's safe. The people that work there mostly are family and friends. So I think that this would be an amazing asset for the city of Fridley. This kind of creativity is impressive. Mr. Sidhu himself, because of his business creativity, was invited by the Chamber of Commerce to become a board of directors. We used his knowledge. I think he would be a great asset to the city of Fridley. I think that the alcohol situation, if an establishment should have a beer and wine license, Mr. Sidhu and this Circle K establishment should be the ultimate example of how alcohol should be dispensed because of the safe environment, because of the clientele that it invites. It's very friendly. I think it would be a great thing for Ridley, the tax, the sales tax that it will bring. What do you bring in Dainuba? What is your gross sales?
Gross sale more than 2 million, but we don't have no gas. And here I think we should do more than 5 million gross sale.
And we all know that Ridley is very thirsty. You guys need some cash. And this would be a great example. This would be a great investment for your community. When I come to Ridley, my biggest challenge is to look for a decent gas station. You have a few off-brand gas stations in this area. He will bring a name brand gas station. Beer and wine, I understand that this community is very conservative, but it's beer and wine. We're not in Saudi Arabia. It's not that big of a deal if responsibly dispensed. I think staff is okay with that, right? Guys are.
Yeah, in line with the recommendation, of course.
And we would love the approval of commissioners. I think you guys would be very happy with this investment in your town overall. If you guys have any questions, I'll be very happy to answer.
I'd like to have our speaker respond to this. The gentleman that just spoke, as well as Ellen. What are the criteria, factors, things that the ABC are going to look at?
They do look at the recommendations from the city staff. They do, it's my understanding, if you have more input, though, they do look at a lot of, it's a lot of enforcement procedures that they look at, signage, you know, no one under 21.
Let me answer that one. I done a lot already.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you. There is a lot of enforcement involved with ABC to make sure that those things are squared away. But that's kind of the limit of my knowledge for that, though, because they look at the layout of the property, because you do have to submit an application to ABC. The applicant does, and then they do include recommendations by the city, including the resolutions from Planning Commission and from City Council as well. So they do look at the floor plan. There is further public noticing required as well for ABC.
I read the police their letter, and I saw no deficiencies or issues that they brought up. So I'm assuming they're okay with it.
They are, yeah.
And did Mr. Pena, did they weigh in on this also?
They did not. Okay. They haven't contacted me directly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, gentlemen, go ahead.
Yes, sir. The police department, actually, Dainuba PD frequents the establishment very often. The layout, as we said earlier, is what makes it so inviting for families. When you have a place like Tutti Frutti that dispense frozen yogurt, Togo sandwiches, and you see that. You see that it became almost an entertainment / food destination for Dainuba and the surrounding communities, the safe place to go to because of the way it's managed, because of the way the different products are displayed, and the people that frequent it. So that's what we're here to sell you, really. We're here to sell you the concept that it's not your typical beer and wine dispensary. It's more family, you know.
Is this the facility in Dainuba, the one you're proposing here, same size?
In here, there are more than that. And why I add more, and that was my study store. And I never have idea for dining and students and kid. When I built the store, I was have a small little Almonte market. And based on that, and so that was my study here, more good for the clientele. Whoever go walk in, they have their own dining. They don't have to worry about somebody walk in. And they're a little bit different, but they're better than Dainuba. We add more dining. We add more meeting room.
And are you proposing are the computer stations in the meeting rooms?
We're going to have one computer, here? One printer, if anybody to need to use. And that's going to be black and white printer. So some lot of students, what I learned about, from my business in Danuba, lot of parents don't have a printer in the house. If they have, they always not working. And student come, hey, Sidhu, can I use your printer? Yes. And so we're going to have one print, one computer. Everybody have their own laptop. They go there. Only they need print. But we're going to have one computer for everybody, not more than that. But if I see, you know, the community need it, and I can willing to put a couple more, but everybody have their own, what they need, and they need printer. Nobody have printer, trust me. If they do have in the parents and they're not working and they're looking for printer all the time. I'm talking about small students like high school students, college students. Oh, can I do your printer? Yes.
Ellen, you mentioned existing parking. You used the term existing. Where is that? Be more specific. Where is that located?
Yeah, so the existing parking was referring to the parking that is on the adjacent property where the existing business is.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the existing. Okay.
Correct. Yeah. And yeah, because the site plan, I just said it didn't include this existing parking in the drawing, but it will remain.
That business closed 3 p.m. every day. So. And this all empty, that side.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There is one thing I'd like to add, please. Looking at the map of the city of Reedley, and even traffic, most of your services, meaning fast food, not services, but fast food establishments, are located towards the very crowded area of Reed Avenue. The only, I think, franchise that you have here is Taco Bell. That would be the only one.
No, Starbucks.
So,
on that side, yeah.
Taco Bell is across the street, but everything else is in the overcrowded area of the college. This, I think, would be a major, major plus in the future to even alleviate some of that crazy after-school and lunch traffic, because now you have opened up the door to other options, options that are amazing. The choices in franchises that Mr. Sukhwinder Singh have provided us with in Dainuba are very calculated, well thought of, and the whole community enjoys those fast food places that he has. And so that, I think, even in a planning sense, I see it as an asset for services, right? You have all the people living in this area, this part of town, that have to go that way for more fast food.
How do you guys ensure safety? Because I know it's an off-site sale permit, so you can purchase and then move off-site, but you have that whole back of the building people can go and hang out after hours or whatnot.
Okay. So one surprising thing that I've noticed, I assisted Sidhu in the project, in the first one, and I remember him purchasing a very expensive camera system for the premises. 6 months later, I show up to his place and I go, what are you doing? He goes, I just got a new camera system. Why is that? The other one was not as clear as the first one. And let me just share with you that the first one was in the thousands of dollars in the first place. He wanted the top of the line in his office. He's got multiple cameras. 35 cameras in 4,500 square feet. I don't even think county jail has that many camera per square foot. So to answer your question on safety, the property, in the way it's designed also, there is a brick wall by the railroad track in his existing property. There is a back wall. And so it kind of limits intrusion, even for their own safety and their own employees' safety, with the addition of cameras. And I think the most important part of safety is the fact that, one, we know the community very well. He knows his community. It's well frequented. It's frequented by multiple police officers that come on their breaks. So that increases the safety part of the, because it's an establishment that they can be seen in. And the fact that no one really dislikes Sidhu and his family. He's a great asset to us. You should see his yearly contribution in all the different clubs. And I'm talking from the Rotary to the Kiwani Club to our local chamber. He gives so much back to the community, basically. And I think Ridley will be extremely happy with that.
And then just to add, a requirement would be that a block wall be constructed along the southern property line because it is bordering a residential zone district. So that would be a requirement for the southern property line. And then if with the cross-access agreement, it kind of does open the property up a little bit more.
And if I could just build on a couple of the comments that have been made, first in relation to ABC and them actually acquiring an ABC license, not only does ABC have a significant amount of training and regulation that they have up front to make sure that applicants understand exactly what will be required, what the standards that they will be held to are, and make sure that they're properly vetted through that. But also keep in mind on the back end that ABC is very active on the enforcement side to ensure that those items are being conducted appropriately, even after a license is given. In the city of Ridley, we also even have that additional requirement for a conditional use permit, which is why we're here tonight. So that gives us not only some local ability to directly address things if there are concerns with an approved alcohol sales CUP, we can address it from the local level. But then we can also ensure that we are continually communicating with ABC by having conversations with them about the actual license itself if there is ever a problem. So we certainly have the ability both before, during, and after to make sure that applicants are acting appropriately, which I do believe that this applicant has addressed all of those items in a very upfront, a very significant manner. And then the second item, too, there's been talk about services on this side of town. And that's something that I would definitely agree with. And I would point out to the council that we have taken action here just in the past year plus to deal with annexations on that side of the city. We have the UHC development, which is about 60% done there right now. We have multifamily development just north of that has recently been approached. Staff has recently been approached there as well. So we're starting to see a lot of growth happening on that side of town anyways, which was anticipated within our general plan. So that is certainly good. And of course, whenever you are bringing any additional amenity to a certain area of the town, you want to make sure that you're doing it in a balanced way. And so we are seeing commercial interest. We're also seeing residential interest that's happening there. And so we want to make sure that we're providing the rooftops and also the services that are required for the people that are going to be there.
Ellen, you meant on the ABC licensing page, you said on that second, I think it's under the second bullet, should a CUP be granted and et cetera. You mentioned the term that the city or the city council can invoke. It said necessary.
Public convenience or necessity.
And what is that? What does that mean?
That does. Making a finding that having an additional license over the over concentration amount, if it's a finding that it's necessary to do that to provide certain amenities for the community or things of that nature. So that does allow the council to make a finding that if there is an additional license over the concentration number, then that is okay. That's essentially what that finding is. If that is denied, then that is sent to ABC, and they 90% of the time would not issue that license if that is not made, which has happened in the past, which is what we had made clear to the applicant as well. So there still is that. The council does have that discretion to make that finding or not make that finding.
Thank you. Let me pick on you one more time here. You said that there was noticing within 350 feet. Are a lot of those, what percentage of those would be residential? Is there a high And that within the 350, is it a high concentration of residential?
It would essentially be the southern part of the property, because it would essentially be that circle pretty much encompasses what's within that square right there.
Did you include Katy Avenue as part of the 350?
Yes, Katy Avenue is included. Yeah, so yeah.
So Katy basically, Avenue that's the closest residential area to that establishment as it is right now.
For the single family residential.
Yeah, exactly.
Correct. Yeah. And so either way, I mean, they do share, some of the properties do share, you know, a border with this commercial area, but they would still have to go around to Manning to access it, because Katy does dead end there, so they would be trespassing if they went further. So I believe the 350 feet dead end at Myrtle, probably, or maybe middle of the street. So mm-hmm.
Rob, you mentioned, Ellen, no, I'm sorry, this gentleman here noted that the initial response from Nicole was no, but you had a conversation with
her. Not from Nicole.
Oh, you said, well, you said city manager.
Correct, because if you do recall, in the last time there was an ABC license that did come forward, it was denied by the city council. So that was what was relayed to the applicant. It wasn't a recommendation of denial. It was just letting them know that there is a possibility that, you know, because with the conditional use permit, if you check all the boxes, that's kind of what you know, that's where the staff's recommendation comes from. Staff still gives a recommendation for the PCN finding, which it was approval in the previous one, but the council still did not make that finding. And so that was just, we were just looking back at history.
Maybe are we referring to the same thing? You noted, sir, that that you had had a discussion with someone and had changed their minds about
I think the meeting that he would be referring to would be after initially the applicant team had met with staff and we had given them background on the most recent CUPs and alcohol license processes that had happened through the city. They had said, you know, thank you, we understand that, we would like to discuss it more and talk about maybe some even additional ways that we think we're going to add amenities or address any concerns that there might have been in those. So they then took that back, came back again and sat down with staff, which did include myself, Nicole Zeeb, the city manager, and addressed some of the concerns that we knew had been present from the other ones.
Let me clarify my statement probably, and I apologize in the way I formulated it. When my friend Sidhu came to me for assistance, what was initially said is that it was frowned on because based on the past experience, as Director Terry mentioned, with that market, that City Council did not approve it, and so there might be some difficulties. At that time, I took it to Ms. Zeeb, who I know personally. Not personally, but I've known her from other issues, I guess. And so we sat down, and you guys should be proud of the city manager that you have. She's pro-business, and we explained to her the difference. We sold her what we are trying to sell you tonight on the kind of establishment it's going to be and where it's going to be located. So that city market, I believe, that's the one you're talking about, that was refused, was literally right next to an existing gas station that already dispense beer and wine. So there is a real difference there. You cross the street and here is another establishment. In the case of this project, it's further down and it's literally on the other side of town. It's at the end. There is a gas station involved. You know, how many people would want to stop at a gas station unless they knew that this market offered everything, a one-time stop? The franchises. So that's what we discussed with Ms. Zeeb, and obviously spoke to her about the applicant. She knows me as a community leader in Dainuba. Everyone knows Sidhu in Dainuba. And so basically, based on the plan and the franchises that we were going to bring into Ridley And obviously, the level of the investment that we're bringing in, that's when maybe she starts seeing things in the way we see it and brought it back to staff for further discussion.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Terry, what were the things that convinced you to bring this forward as a recommendation?
You know, in all honesty, up front, we did not have any recommendation to get started with. We simply were just making sure that we were going to communicate the past and the things that we knew that the Planning Commission and City Council, the type of questions that they would have, type of concerns they had in the past. So I wouldn't say there was anything that really ended up changing my mind. It was just, here are the items that we know are the hot button issues or have been concerns in the past, and these are the things that we would want to make sure were communicated to any applicant that they could be able to address appropriately. And when they did return with those items addressed, that to me is when it's okay. They're working to address all of these items. You then add the fact that this is, you know, a business operator that has already shown to be very successful. That has a business that operates safely, conveniently for people. So we start adding all of those items, and I think we do all business, or all staff here, excuse me, is a very pro-business and tries to do everything that we can to be business friendly. So I wouldn't say that we had any thoughts of not recommending approval. We just said, here are the items that would need to be addressed before we could really formulate whether or not we would make a recommendation for approval or not. So there certainly wasn't on our side ever anything saying not to approve. It's just for us to go forward, we want to make sure that these items would be addressed in order for us to make any finding for recommendation of approval. And I do believe that they have addressed those.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Across the street, there's some restaurants that also offer beer. I don't see them noted.
Yes, the as far as the over concentration metric, it is the amount is off sale versus on sale, so it actually is a separate number.
That would be like restaurant versus sit down restaurant versus a store where you purchase it and take it off site for consumption.
Is included, or it's in that area, but it's an on sale license, mm-hmm. So it would.
And then that other restaurant at the end of, on the west side, is that still on the books? Because they also applied for a license. Are you?
Oh, is that on Columbia?
Yeah, it's that awkward. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are working on the construction documents for that currently.
Okay, because yes. That's great. Also, they've applied.
Yeah, but that would be an on-sale license.
Okay. Well, I had a lot of concerns when I went to visit the property because looking at what you were going to do, especially the pumps and so on, I just I've seen some great things happen with small footprints, unbelievable things. But if you can make that happen there, there's fine. I made a bunch of notes, pluses and minuses. And one of the areas that bothered me was the congestion, whether we could actually make that happen. But with the expansion and the easements and everything, I think that'll make a difference. And
also, Pina Disposal, a guy also willing to, if we get approve everything, he also willing to do the small strip mall, like shopping center, something like that, same time.
So my next question for you also, when you speak of the franchises, because this interests me because of the economic things that could happen with that area, when you're talking about the other franchises, are there going to be, if it happens and when it happens, and I'm not counting on it, but my vision and your vision are they going to be housed separately? Is that
no.
A different building, or is it going
same
to be an
building.
Expansion of this?
This guy, you probably go in the mall, like you see mini mall, like Visalia or Fregino. You know, they have little QSR, like you grab and eat over there.
Right.
It's going to be same building.
Okay.
And it's going to be frozen yogurt. and this is going to be maybe ice cream franchise. I'm shopping around already. What fit in there? What happened when you purchase the franchise? You have to, oh, say Ridley, and they make decision in New York or Los Angeles. Who is Ridley? Oh, they're this and that. They don't really look. But I have to make them bring over here to make them site plan and floor plan. So everything going to be inside.
I'm not concerned. I guess my question, probably I didn't explain it properly, but I already know what you're going to have in this footprint that you presented.
Right.
NAPLA. What I'm saying is you were talking about partnering with Mr. Pena for an expansion.
We're not partnering anything. I tried to say he also going to develop his site
He's
in future. Yeah.
Oh,
we're not
okay.
going to do anything with
Misunderstood.
Them.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
What that mean? And they increase my value. They increase my business. They increase each other business. If we all have nice looking, you know, and if they're empty lot and nobody go to the empty lot, if there's something going on, you go there, he go, she go, they grab in something next door, or that makes sense, big difference. Business-wise, increase-wise, sale, all that traffic-wise, you know. But I can tell you one thing about this location. No matter their beer one license, no matter what, in the community, college, teenage, churches, older person, they're going to love this location to just go there. And right now, the holiday start already. You need to go right now in Danuba location. It's already grandparents, grandkid. They got so happy when they get grandkid once in a year or once in a month. They say, let's go Tutti Frutti. They go there, hang out, just have Tutti Frutti cup and talking, taking picture. They say different type business welcome to you, you know, just not like beer wine. They say, but I have to have beer wine. Otherwise, Circle K not going to be give me. I don't want to build other store look like people already have it. And I want to do something different. I can plus the business. I'm not taking anybody business. Make sure they're also, this is my idea, you know, not taking somebody else's business, plus the business. And also,
I disagree with that, but that's okay. Because competition is competition.
And no, it's like my business big different. You need to go visit to in Danuba.
I visited
and nobody have a business in California and QSR and how I did it. And for matter of fact, people coming today from Kings Canyon and they stop here and they're from LA. They say, wow, this is a different type. They got sandwich, they got Mexican food, and they got frozen yogurt. And they stay there like maybe 30 minutes, stuff like that. And we
I'm
do have beer wine
I'm
over there.
I'm familiar with your location in
yeah.
Danuba.
I love to see you guys over there.
I went to visit
yeah.
a couple of times. Mm-hmm.
Commissioner, if I could add to that, there are multiple people from business people that own gas stations and convenience stores that actually have been coming over the years to look at his location as an example of what a multi-franchise under one roof should look like. It is a positive concept, and what better country than our country, this great country of America, but to have more businesses. Competition does not take away from anyone. Competition increases traffic and increases development, I think, in my opinion. It must be the Chamber of Commerce guy talking here. I apologize.
Exactly. Ask some of the smaller businesses in Dinuba, especially the downtown ones, how Walmart has affected them.
Walmart, sir.
Competition is good. I believe yes. in competition. I think it's.
Would you guys turn down Walmart today if you had to do it all over again?
What's Let's that? Not go there. Let's go ahead and concentrate on our CUP.
Oh, okay. Any other questions?
I was really young then.
Yeah.
No. Anything else? Does anybody else want to
yeah,
say
yeah.
a thing? Please come to the podium, introduce yourself, and. Uh-oh.
We went to the fair last night. After going to the fair last night and then all day school today, I can't believe these guys are still even
tired.
Awake.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sage Clark, and I live at 1609 South Blossom Drive here in town. And I'm a computer technician for Dinuba Unified School District, and I've been with Dinuba for 20 years now. And when I went in the other day to buy some sunflower seeds at Sadu's shop, we were talking about, you know, I wish he would come to Ridley, and he told me, hey, I'm thinking about you know, building something in Reedley. I said, let me know when, because I want to come and advocate for you. I made some notes because I'm a rambler, so I'm going to try not to ramble with you guys. But the gentleman, they kind of covered a lot of the things that I wanted to share. But knowing that, you know, these guys are in business together and I'm not in business with them at all, I think it I can approach it from a little bit different angle. And my first bullet point I have here is safe, clean, and family. My two kids and my wife, look, they're sleeping. My two kids and wife, we live here in Reedley, but we go to Dinuba a lot because I work there, and we do go and shop at Walmart. And we love to go to Sadu's place. And not to put down other businesses, but we've got the two kids in the car, and you know, we want to get some frozen yogurt, we want to get some sodas or Powerades or kiwi strawberry, whatever my daughter likes. There are businesses that sell those things that also sell alcohol that I get nervous about parking in front of, you know, because of the some of the clientele that come, the lighting, how bright and dark it is. And so we always talk about where are we going to go, and I'm always bugging my wife about, you know, you keep an eye out for strangers. But we don't have to worry about that when we go to Sadu's place. It's well lit. The parking is great. There's a lot of folks in and out. The clientele are very, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, modern, like he was mentioning that they've got tables and chairs in there. My IT department, we go and have lunch over there all the time. And there's a Mexican restaurant. There's Togo's. There's Tutti Frutti, which we love. And you can get a fountain drink, or you can get one of the different, you know, watermelon lemonades or any of those things. So it's a very friendly, very safe, welcoming type of business. And if it's anything like the Dinuba business here, it's going to be amazing. It really is different than the other businesses around. It's always very clean when we go in there. We, the IT guys, we always joke around when we go to eat, who got the piece of plastic in their food, who got the piece of aluminum foil. And when we try to all five of us decide where we want to go have lunch, that's a tough sell. But when we all go to Sadu's place, some people go to the Mexican restaurant and get a burrito. Others get a footlong at the, not a footlong, but they get a Togo's sub. And if you don't want that, they've got lots of prepackaged stuff that you can get. So I like the idea of what he was talking about, of all under one roof, and it does make it easier for the team. I know I always see Dinuba City folks over there sitting and eating, because of all the tables and all the different variety that they have. So clean, family, and safe, I definitely support that. Jobs. Every time we go in there, if you're not in a ghost town where you're wondering, you know, who can help me, you know, where is this, where is that? Sadu is always there. And I think that means something, that he's at his place of business. He's involved. His name's on it. His face is on it. It's not like someone who starts a business and they're not involved and things kind of stray from the plan, the original plan. And that's another thing that I love is people go there. They know they're probably going to see him on the day they go in, get to say hi. And we don't talk outside of me going to his business. But over the years, I've got to know him so well over the transactions we've done and the way that he keeps his store that, I mean, we're not friends, if that makes any sense, but I feel very comfortable and I trust this man very much so that he's going to run a very clean, safe place. He does support the school district a lot.
You got one more minute, Mr. Clark.
Okay, I'll try to go faster, sorry. He supports the school district and all the different schools that are having events. I know everybody says, let's go talk to Sadu and see if he, you know, can help us out with our nonprofit and our events that are going on, and he's extremely active. So I know that if he came here to town, he would bring that, and we need that, more community involvement, more involvement with the schools and the support in that aspect. Sadu has a great reputation. There's not a lot of folks here tonight other than a doctor and a chef, business owner, city council, you know, chamber person. But I guarantee that if you talk to anybody in Dinuba, they know Sadu and they know he's an awesome guy, very nice guy. Bringing more business to Reedley, I think, is great. I support the idea of having more options here in town and not driving to Dinuba. A lot of times the kids love Tutti Frutti. We drive to Dinuba, we get it. If we could come here in town, that would be awesome. So I super, super encourage that. Yeah, and the less going to Dinuba, you know, I go there every day for work. I don't necessarily want to go back, you know, after work. So being able to keep the business in the community, I think is amazing too. So I support him And I hope that you guys vote in favor of anything that enables him to bring back to the community.
Thank you, Mr. Clark.
Thank you guys so much. Good to see you all.
Thanks for coming to Reedley.
Yes, sir, of course. Thank you.
Doctor, you want to say anything?
Let me see.
You've already said it in your letter, but I'll give you an opportunity here. You've got 3 minutes.
I don't speak too much. I own the 3 lots, and I am the owner of those 3 lots, and we are going to make into 1. And I like Sidhu because his knowledge of business and the maintenance of his business and his ideas, I really got impressed. And that is the main reason of my partnering with him. We are both partners. So I just has a business thinking, and we got partners. So I hope we'll be welcoming to the city, and it will be good, I think, in future. And when I go to his store, I really get impressed how he runs the business. And that was the main idea. Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much. Thanks. Appreciate you. Anybody else? The kids want to say anything about Tutti Frutti? All right. If there's no other comments from the public, I'm going to close the public session part of it. I'm not going to read the A and B again, but we're under the through Resolution 2019-12. Staff recommends that the Planning Commission take the following actions. Please include that in A and B in your motions or your wishes. And I think we can take care of it that way.
I would propose that I would move that we approve resolution number 2019-12.
Do I have a second?
And I'll second that.
Okay. Call for the question.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Commissioner
Yes.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Good luck to you. And hurry up and get it done, okay?
Next year before October.
Awesome. There's
a lot of processing we still have to go through.
I understand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great. Thank you very much.
I'm hopeful for Wendy's because I would love to get my spicy chicken here in Reedley.
Well, actually, we're off the record almost, but Pollo Loco would be great. My favorite.
I'm going to apply all of that. So, this is not a franchise, different. They work different way. This, like your money, they make decision. It's hard to bring in this small town. But I already have a green light from so many different things.
Awesome.
Green light mean, okay, let's go do it and show us. And so they're going to be, your community going to like it. I'm going to bring whatever city don't have it. Just put that.
Awesome.
Well,
awesome.
My wife and daughter would like you to put a target inside you.
You guys are very lucky. You have a beautiful, beautiful town.
We do.
Right on a river.
We do.
Absolutely gorgeous community with beautiful people, amazing churches. It would be great to see continued development in this town, and Target would be the answer to the Walmart in Dainuba. As a matter of fact, demographically speaking, Target would fit Reedley more than it would fit Dainuba, in my opinion. This guy came with a dollar maybe in his pocket. Let's continue this American dream.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, let's try to limit red tape and processes. Always keep that in your mind. Please, let's keep the American dream going. Let's keep business going.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, doctor.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Mr. Clark,
thank you.
Get those kids to bed, would you?
My daughter says she wants Chipotle.
Amen.
All right. Take care, guys. Thank you.
Take Good care. Night. Thank
Just
you.
For the record, I love to be a part of the proceedings and to learn and watch the work that you guys have put into this stuff. And I know I did come in and be vocal about another project here in town. I learned a ton. And just very impressive. And it's really, I don't know if a gift is the right word, but it's kind of a gift to get to watch you guys work. It sounds dumb probably since it's what you guys do all day. But from the outside, to get to watch what you guys do, it's very impressive.
So. Well, we're always impressed about these two folks. They do an awesome job.
Aren't they?
And
amazing?
I'll tell you what, they're a model to everybody else in the valley.
That's really good. I know Mr. Terry is amazing, and I know you guys work together so much, and it's really cool. Thank you, and I hope to see you guys.
Thank you
thank
for being,
Mr. Clark.
Being involved, because right. It's only a public process if the public is involved. So honestly, thanks to you.
Thank you, sir. You got it. See you guys
good night.
Soon.
Good night.
See you guys.
Have you got all been to the fair yet?
No, we're going to Tutti Frutti's.
See you guys.
Thank you. Okay, director's report.
Yeah, had just a couple items for you guys. First and foremost, El Valle Apartments down on Dinuba, completely finished. Certificate of occupancy done.
I'm listening to you, but I'm going to go the rest.
No problem. So, yeah, you see people are already moved in there. I believe there are
You're
already
kidding.
About 80% capacity of people actually... moved in, and I know that they have agreements for the entire building before
gosh.
They even had their
that was 20 wasn't
stuff.
It 20
yes.
20
yep.
units
yeah
awesome.
We will be having our farmland preservation program. The kickoff workshop is set for November 14th, so that will be the part of the special meeting that we'll be having, our singular meeting in November. So we had the staff kickoff meeting with the consultant this past week, been going through all of the, you know, get the items up and ready, and then we'll be having the actual public kickoff process November 14th. So that one is good. Almond Grove.
Will that be a joint meeting
with the city
with
council?
The council?
It won't be. No, it's actually just going to be the official public kickoff meeting. We're going to be doing it during the Planning Commission time because that is a convenient time.
Mm-hmm.
So while council will certainly be notified that that's when that is taking place, and they could, many times when it comes to those type of processes, the council will simply ask for updates on that type of stuff to avoid any type of Brown Act confusion or issue there.
Well, how much time are we going to devote to that? Is it just like a report?
No. It'll be an actual kickoff. So I would imagine that we'll end up seeing about 45 minutes to an hour, potentially, with questions and everything.
Plus our meeting, right?
You will only have one other item.
One other item?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
and it's a map extension, so...
Okay.
Pretty straightforward.
All right.
Yeah, so I think that it would be around the regular time that we would typically see for a Planning Commission meeting. Almond Grove has submitted all of their final mapping for Phase 1. Everything has been recorded there. That is 18 units. The Almond Grove development is the one that is on Frank Wood and Space and Shoemake.
Olson,
yep. Yeah, so if you've noticed that, if you've driven down Frankwood in the last, it's been, what, about a week and a half or so that they put those up? Phase one was the 18 homes that are just on the first road right off of Frankwood. So they have their flags up. You're going to actually start seeing sticks and bricks coming out of the ground here very, very soon. And they'll be working on those first 18 while they're then finishing the public improvements for phase two. And then that will be the remainder of the 45 total units that they'll be doing there. So it's good. We're starting to see some rooftops actually coming up here, single-family rooftops. That said, that same exact developer is moving forward with what was commonly referred to as Monta Vista, which was on the corner of Haney and Buttonwillow. So we will hopefully see. That map was finaled years ago, and then... when all of the economic downturn happened, that was one of those challenges that ended up getting swallowed up by that one. They had multiple partners in that one, a lot of logistics that they had to cut through, but finally were able to get it to the point where there was someone that felt that they could do something with the project. We worked very closely with that applicant there to try to make sure that the city was going to do everything the city can realistically and legally do to be supportive of that item and to really get that cleaned up and moving forward. But it looks like that one is going to be moving forward. It'll end up, once it does go, moving a little bit quicker simply because it's already final map. They're already individual parcels. The tentative map, you know, doesn't exist anymore. Everything is approved there. So it's for them, it's more of just handing in their master plans, getting building permits pulled, and starting that. I would note that you will see one interesting item associated with that. So the original approval actually had improvements that were required along Button Willow Avenue that fronted along that property. That was one of the items that created a lot of the economic issues for the map and the reason why there was never any interest in getting it picked up. So over the years, the city worked with our regional transportation funding to create a project that was going to actually address that to finish Button Willow, because for us it's a major corridor, right? Especially with the 180 extension, now bringing things down Frankwood, the growth that's happening there. So we were very proactive on that item and moved some of our transportation dollars to address that section right there. So that's actually now a city project. But the reason why I wanted to bring that up is because the timing of that might look different. So you might have the homes being built and then the city project because of how long transportation projects take to go through their approval and financing and then ultimate construction. You might see that one going behind that development. So it's not the developer that isn't building that. That's a now a city project, and it just goes on to a different timeline. So it would look a little different. I wanted to make sure that you guys would understand that's why. Then for Button Willow and Duff, which was recently annexed just north of the sports park area, they're currently working on all of their improvement plans. Have been going back and forth with city engineering staff to address all of those items. But as far as the annexation and everything of that nature, that is all done. So we're working on them getting their phases lined up and the public improvements officially approved so they can start getting their building permits and moving forward with that. And then,
is that the one next to the park there that we...
It's
Jefferson.
Yeah, yep. Just north of Dinuba Avenue. So you had it's also off of Button Willow, a couple streets north of Dinuba.
Oh, okay.
So there was that small section there.
Oh, okay.
Just south of now I'm spacing the name of the school.
Jefferson.
Osiris
Farm. Yes.
Or it's kind
of. Well, yeah. Silas. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Kitty Corner. Just next to that, just the west of that.
Oh, okay.
And that's part of the engineering they've been working with too, was utilizing that ponding basin and dealing with enlargement there and everything. We're trying to do everything we can to assist developers and making sure that we're allowing them to create situations that are mindful, of course, of everything around them. It can be very tempting for developers to come in and they want to address their project and their project only. Mm-hmm. Our responsibility is to make sure that when items come in that they are not only addressing the things appropriate for their project, but they're working with them to ensure that things are fitting into the community and that you're going to have an overall system that is maintainable and responsible and adequate. And then the last item I wanted to give you guys an update on was Frankwood and South, which we had taken some tentative map and annexation actions on in the last year or so. All of those items required to go to Fresno LAFCO, which is the agency that oversees the actual annexation activities. Because it was outside of our current sphere of influence, obviously outside of the city limits, they require something special called a municipal service review. And the municipal service review is handed in as part of that whole application process for the annexation. We did not anticipate from them that their review and approval of the actual MSR, which they have notified us now, they will not process concurrently. They will do that one first and then deal with the annexation and the SOI. They came back and told us just this past week that they anticipate that it could take about 11 months to go through that process because of limitations on their staff. So we were not expecting that. The developer certainly was not expecting that either. But the reason why I bring it up is not to speak ill of LAFCO in any way. I think that they have terrific staff there, and their director is an extremely intelligent and helpful person. But I wanted to make sure that the Planning Commission knew, we took action on that a long time ago. How come nothing is happening? That's the reason why we have an outside agency that is going through a required review process there that's taking significantly longer than anybody had
anticipated. Can we still ask you that question every once in a while?
You can ask me anything you guys want as many times as you want.
Because we don't remember.
Have you had any issues with the closing of Frankwood and 180?
We have not up to this point. So I think that's probably because it's so far outside. You're talking the detour they're running right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we haven't. But I think that's because it's that far out of our city limits.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, even the feedback that I've gotten from my friends at Caltrans, uh-huh. things are moving along quite well. They're moving. Yeah, that team that they're using, the construction company they're using, and their subs, they've been very, very proactive. And in fact, one of the guys made the comment to me, whenever you have a large-scale project like that, they have X amount of days within their project timeline that they are allowed to not be on site working. They'll typically refer to them as rain delay days. Mm-hmm. It's kind of their overall theme. They haven't even touched upwards of 10% of those days, which is very, very unique when a construction company has been on a project for that long. They usually are closer to, you know, 75% of that, getting close to exhausting that. And these guys up to this point have just really tried to keep their foot on the gas pedal.
I've heard a window for the final completion. What do you hear?
Well, they have, I think the very first one that I heard.
You mean out past the
Yeah. Complete, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Initially, when they were first starting that, their hope was that they were thinking spring of 2020. I think more realistically, we're going to see summer of 2020 is what I believe now. Even then, that when I say their initial stop, that was when they were first drawing out their mm-hmm. plans and everything. What ends up impacting that timing happens way before the construction even starts. It's always the environmental analysis and the traffic analysis, and that certainly happened on this one. They got started about a year later than they thought they were going to, but because they have been so proactive, I think that they have been able to chip off what could have been six additional months.
Do you know which way is going to be the more efficient way now to go into Reed League? Because Reed is going to take that major route.
Yeah.
Right? Versus Franklin?
Yep.
Is that going to affect any?
We know it's certainly going to impact our traffic flows, okay. You know, because people, instead of getting off at Reed, they're just going to continue right on to Franklin and just, you know, swoop right on over. I think efficiency-wise, time-wise, it'll likely end up being pretty close to the same to what people experience right now, but I do think that people are going to feel a little bit safer. That turn that you get right there where Reed and 180 kind of come together, but you really only have a two-way stop at a three-way intersection, a lot of people are very, very uncomfortable there. I drive it every single day, and you can see a lot of people with the hesitation.
Right.
So I think it's certainly going to improve the safety factor, but it is going to make a big difference on how many cars are entering Reedley in a more north-central location as opposed to on Reed
Avenue. Well, a lot of that traffic's for Reedley College, too, you know, and
true.
They're going to probably end up coming down Reed Avenue.
I would think that they would. My biggest concern, in all honesty, is once you get down Frankwood into the city limits, you then end up passing the park, school, everything immediately.
That could be really congested.
If we don't have people that are really paying attention to the speed enforcement and everything that's going on through there, that could be a really bad situation. We have a city engineer that has been extremely mindful of that, and a traffic safety commission that has talked about that for the last couple of years.
Well, mainly because, like you said, it's a school, and
yep.
so they got their own traffic coming out.
Yep.
Church has got theirs coming. A couple of churches got theirs coming.
That's right.
And I'm very concerned for Ron because he lives in that area, so
I'll just
make
go
sure.
There. I'm just going to go out the other way. Just gonna go. I got choices. I got four choices.
That's good. That's a good thing. But anyways, that's all I had for the updates, unless the commissioners have any questions on those items or any item that I didn't cover.
Covered it well.
Okay.
Anything for the cause? Nope. Alan?
Our only meeting, November 14th, is a special meeting. I'm really hoping that's going to be our only meeting. Pretty sure. But yeah, November 14th is a special meeting. That's the second Thursday of November.
Okay, so you're saying we're not going to meet the rest of the year? That'll be my last meeting then.
Potentially
not. It'll be your last meeting?
It'll be my last meeting.
Oh,
As chair.
That's true. We have to have some beer and 805s. 805s.
Yeah, I walked into that beer cave. It had a huge 805 flag on it. I don't know if you noticed that, but that's cool.
I went to visit that, and one thing that is true is, and I visited the website as well too, but it is very clean. I asked for the key to the bathroom when I checked it out. That thing was spotless. I think they just finished cleaning it. But everything was running well. So I was encouraged. This meeting is now adjourned.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you.